Sports with Glenn Alex, author and sports massage therapist. This week on the Tech of Sports, Glenn Alex. And just want to let you know that Modern Life Podcast Network shows are available online at the Modern Life Podcast Network.com and through mobile apps like TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio for iOS and Android. And you can get those apps already loaded with your favorite Modern Life Podcast Network shows. The Tech of Sports, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's here. And the Tech of Sports, of course, a production of the Modern Life Podcast Network at modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. Looking forward to the show here this week because we have a great guest, a new guest. It's author and massage therapist, Glenn Alex. She's based in Las Vegas. And we thought it'd be the perfect time to have her on because she's got a new book out. And really, her passion is health. And we love talking about that on the show. She believes in a healthy body, mind, and spirit, and that really is the forefront of her life and having a good life itself. She's involved, like I said, with massage therapy, social work, charity work, and interpersonal relations, which all make up the health of our body and mind and helps us grow. And she's got a lot of great connections. This is, like I said, a really passion of hers. And again, it also helps strengthen relationships we have with people, business, personal, and that type of thing. So Glenn is a certified massage therapist. She's done a lot of work with sporting events, elite athletes, and we'll ask her how she got to this point. And, working big events is one thing. And what did that lead to, Glenn?
That led me to work with the Bryan Brothers and travel with them for over 3 years as their personal massage therapist, which was a very cool experience. I got to live the good life, got a great salary, all expenses paid, and I got to sleep in, which is pretty cool. So I've gotten to this point now, work for the WTA at a couple of tournaments throughout the year. And it's just, I love working with athletes and I love helping people just to be better versions of themselves.
Yeah, that's really for elite athletes now. It's really a big thing to travel with a team that may include a massage therapist that's at your beck and call. And, you know, these athletes are trying to prolong their careers. They're trying to stay healthy. And that helps them, of course, make more money and have a longer career. So there is a benefit to it. Tennis, a sport where the players these days are taking a beating, whether it be the best doubles team of all time, the Bryan Brothers, or singles players. As we see come to the end of the year, these guys are nursing little injuries, almost like football players or basketball players after a long season. So what's the key for a massage therapist and a world-class tennis player? What are their needs and what do you think you offer?
Well, I think first and foremost, the massage therapist has to communicate well with the player. Professional athletes are so attuned to their bodies and what their bodies need at any particular moment. So my role is to find out what that is. And, you know, of course, I'll add my opinion about different things at different times, but the communication is the beginning of their health. And so to listen to what they need, what they say they need, provide it, and then assess and maybe make recommendations afterwards. So I think going into the massage, taking care of the presenting issue and recovery is also very, very huge in prolonging their, as you say, careers and actually enhancing their performance and minimizing injury.
How much schooling have you had and is it an ongoing process? Are you always taking classes? Are there new procedures and new types of maybe massage rubs being developed? Are you constantly increasing your knowledge and perfecting your craft?
Actually, I am. We are required, licensed massage therapists are required to have certain CEUs, a number of CEUs, continuing education units per year. It depends on the state, the jurisdiction, and they vary. So I do stay on top of sports massage. I try to learn as much as I can when I'm working around the physios at the tournaments, reading the scientific journals, whenever I can. You know, life is pretty busy, so I keep up as much as I can.
Yeah, and those guys keep you busy too. They play a lot of matches, they practice a lot, and then they need your services. What's the value, Glenn, of a massage? Maybe let's break away from the elite athletes right now for the weekend warrior, for the young athlete. What's the benefit for a massage therapist or consulting with a massage therapist for them?
Massage for lay persons and recreational athletes is probably even more important than for the professional high-class athlete because Regular people just don't take care of their bodies as well. They don't rest as well. Their nutrition generally isn't as well as a world-class athlete. So the massage component can actually do a lot to prevent injuries. I know you know people who have had knee injuries or popped a muscle, you know, moving the wrong way or not stretching properly. So massage can play a huge role in people who just have regular high stress, people who play tennis, league tennis, or the weekend warrior, as you say.
What type of massage should they be looking at? Does it depend on what they're feeling, or what are the types that are probably available to an amateur athlete like that?
It would depend on when they get the massage. So I'm working with a UFC fighter right now who is in training. So we do weekly deep massages at the end of her training week. So to give her some recovery. And the week of the fight, we will do a lighter massage. So there's no chance of affecting her range of motion or creating any delayed onset muscle soreness for the actual match. So there's the sports massage is always available, the deep tissue, and then the Swedish recovery massage. Those are pretty good.
And we're talking with Glenn Alex this week. I'm author, certified massage therapist here on the Tech of Sports. She's got a new book out, Living in Total Health. Tell us a little bit about the book, Glenn. And it looks like a great read. I haven't had a chance to get too deep into it yet, but it looks like you cover a lot of territory, and this book is really written from your heart.
I do cover a lot of territory. It's a pretty extensive book that addresses the whole person. Being healthy goes way beyond diet and exercise. If we were just our body shapes or just our metabolism, then it would be a no-brainer. Everyone would be fit and skinny. That's not all there is, though. We have a heart, we have a mind, we have a spirit, and those parts of us are critical to being healthy. And, you know, you ask a person why they can't stick to a diet or why they can't stick to an exercise program, it's because the other facets are being ignored. And those components are really important and true health.
I used to play a lot of tennis. I play more golf now. And sometimes, you know, back to back to back rounds, and your body is, you know, that's after that second day or third day starts feeling it. And in my opinion, I'm kind of picky about the massages I get sometimes in between rounds. So I've had times where I've had a massage after a round of golf, and I've come out of that hurting worse than when I went into it, or waking up the next morning just, you know, really feeling awful or sore because of that. How do you balance getting the right massage, knowing which massage to get, and then knowing you're going to have to go out and perform or play a sport again the next day, and you don't want to be in pain?
That's the communication component. So if you were my client in between sessions, then I would say, are you done for the day? When is your next competition? How are you feeling? Do you feel like you need to stretch? And then I would just assess your muscles as I palpate, as I, you know, touch your body. And then I would figure out how much pressure I would need to apply, and in different areas will require different techniques. So that's the communication part. And that's really, really important. Unfortunately, some massage therapists assume they know exactly what a particular individual needs at a particular time that may not be right for that person at that moment.
What if the athlete is new to a massage treatment and they don't even know what they need? How do you go about that?
During the massage, we check in. How's the pressure? Are you sore there? You know, we ask for feedback, and then we can always make adjustments during the massage.
Something else that's big in the news these days is, you know, making the most or the best use of your body type. I don't know if you cover this in the book or not, but everybody's got a different body type that they work with, especially maybe up and coming athletes. Where do you stand in that? Are you for trying to change a body type or trying to make best use of the tools and the body type you have?
I'm more interested in maximizing what the person has. Drastic changes usually are hard to come by and even more difficult to sustain. So I'm more interested in finding out what each individual's goals are and seeing how I can support that and make recommendations along the way.
Something else very important to you is giving back. And you have a foundation and the mission is really to spread the message of good health for a productive life. How did you go about establishing the foundation, and kind of take us through your thoughts on that?
Well, I founded G. Alex Foundation in 2009 after I took a good look at my family history. I have four forms of cancer, diabetes, and heart disease in my immediate family. And so that just compelled me to pay more attention to my own personal health. And then I looked around society and I see that there are debilitating diseases that don't need to be debilitating, like diabetes, hypertension, kidney disease, and even prostate cancer, because with all four of those, early detection and treatment are make them manageable. So people can still have a very high quality of life and not be debilitated.
We're with Glenn Alex here, a massage therapist. She has a new book out, Living in Total Health. I advise you to check out www.livingintotalhealth.com, a website with a lot of information. As we take a quick break here, Glenn, just want to let all the listeners know that come the holiday season, we have a great program here at the network where you can do your shopping and with an affiliate link, and it helps support the network and all the shows that is offered. So modernlifepodcastnetwork.com/Amazon for any and all of your needs, no extra cost to you, help support the studio. So Glenn's book definitely would be a great purchase there on Amazon. Would make a great holiday gift. Modernlifepodcastnetwork.com/Amazon. As you do your shopping this fall and into the holiday season, we really would appreciate that here at the Modern Life Podcast Network. And of course, on the Tech of Sports. Glenn, another thing that needs to be looked at is, I assume, different types of massage treatments for men and women. There's a difference there?
Slightly. Among the professional athletes, the male athletes tend to like more pressure. There are a few female athletes who like the deeper pressure, but I generally can't go as deep on a female as I can a male. But that's pretty much the main difference.
After the massage, is there, as we have a cool down period after performing or after exercise, is there kind of a cool down period after the massage where maybe that you advise them just to rest for a few minutes, or they can do something kind of after you get a massage? Sometimes you're kind of in a little bit of a daze. What's the, it's good, I guess, but what's kind of your, yeah, I think so. What's kind of your advice right after the massage?
Well, after the massage, I will tell the client to please take their time to get off the table slowly when they're ready. You don't want to just jump up because your blood pressure is off. So you don't want to get dizzy or lightheaded moving too quickly. So I will leave the room and give them ample time to get up from the table, to get dressed. And I space my massages with enough time. So I have time to check out with each client. And when they're ready and when they're dressed, I'll go back in and we'll do a little education. I'll explain to them what I found in their muscles, what they need to do to maintain muscle health in between massages, and just give them some suggestions from there. But right after the massage, it's real important that they move slowly.
And drink some water, probably.
And drink lots of water. Yes, I do give a bottle of water to each client.
Very good. Also, when you're looking at a massage or maybe having a regular massage treatment, affordability, I know the prices range all over the spectrum when it comes to different types of massages. What should clients be looking at, or what's kind of is it what you pay for? You want to look for somebody like you that's certified, or when you say you're a massage therapist in Las Vegas, you're the good kind of massage therapist in Las Vegas. So
yes.
not to make a joke about it, but like anything, I'm sure it's you get what you pay for.
Exactly. And I do make it very clear to my clients that I am a legitimate massage therapist and not the other kind.
I wasn't questioning that. I mean, even though Steve Pratt sent you to me, I had an initial question for him, but you're all your credentials checked out fine. So,
well, thank you. I forgot the question.
Affordability, kind of take us through the price range or different prices for different massages, different lengths of time. What should people be looking for?
Well, it varies a lot. I've seen massages around town for $40 an hour, up to $150, $200 an hour at some of the spas. It's hard to say you get what you pay for, because some of the spa massages have clients who complain that they're not very good. They might cost $200, but they're not very good. It's nothing more than moisturizing, just rubbing lotion on. So my prices are less than mid-range. And I do that on purpose because I want clients to come back. I want clients to be able to afford to come back once a month, once a quarter, or weekly if they're having a particular issue. So I do offer packages. So if they pay up front for 4 1-hour massages or 4 90-minute massages, then they get a significant discount. What will matter the most is their rapport with a particular therapist. So if they can get a massage, if they can afford to pay $150 for a massage and it's a good one for them, then they can keep doing that. If the $40 massage is okay, which I'm not real sure it would be.
Well, I mean, right off the strip there in Las Vegas, there's some $40 massages, I think, again, but we're not.
That's the other kind.
Yeah, we're not talking about that. A $40 sports massage, what are you getting, like 15 or 20 minutes there? Does that do you any good?
It can, yes. Actually, when I'm working on the tour and a player comes in for a sports massage, treatments range from 10 to 60 minutes. So, again, it depends on what is going on with that particular athlete at a time. For recreational athletes and lay people, the typical massage length is an hour or 50 minutes in the spas. I give a full 60 minutes. So that's the typical. And they can always adjust that by, again, communicating with the therapist on what their needs are, what they can afford, and just go from there, assess and make a treatment plan from there.
For just maybe the average person that the husband and wife taking a vacation away from the kids, spas are ubiquitous now at resorts all over the country. They've been good profit centers. So you see all sorts of resorts adding spas into their repertoire. How does a person, if they, you know, sign up for a massage at a resort and they have, you know, reputable therapists, what should a person do to prepare as they head in for a 50 minute or an hour massage?
I would definitely maybe not eat an hour prior to the massage. No alcohol for a few hours before the massage, because massage increases circulation and that can enhance the alcoholic effect. Maybe no pain medication before, because they need to be able to have full access to their sensations during the massage. So I would say those three things are the most important.
Good advice, I think. And, you know, it's a massage, you're paying good money for that. I think you want to go in and be prepared and be able to maximize the effects and the process of the massage. So I think that's good advice. We're wrapping up here with Glenn Alex, a certified massage therapist, author. Check out her book, Living in Total Health. Go to livingintotalhealth.com. Again, a great website. Anything else you want to promote, Glenn? What you have going on the rest of the year? Anything that, any big events you're going to be at, or feel free to promote?
Well, we just had our GLX Foundation just had its annual supporter appreciation event this past Sunday at Dave and Buster's in downtown Summerlin, which was a blast. We'd like to say thank you to our donors, sponsors, and volunteers once a year in that fashion, and just have nothing but fun. What's coming up for me is our signature event, which is in February. Davis Cup of Las Vegas, 2017 will be the sixth consecutive year. It's 3 days at Red Rock Country Club. It includes a players party, and it's a tennis tournament for teaching pros and open level players. So you're welcome to come and play in the event if you want. I see your racket behind you.
Well, those aren't my rackets. Those are from players better than me that I have autographed. I used to be an open level player, Glenn, but knee injuries and other factors have cut me down to a ceremonial or media event player, or just a once in a while player. So I'm playing more golf now. Like I said, easier on the body most of the time, except when you're playing multiple days in a row. Sometimes you start feeling it, but I know that's a great event out there in Las Vegas, and Las Vegas is a great tennis city. I know you're heavily involved with the tennis community there in Las Vegas.
Yes, I am. But you're welcome to come and hang out with us. I would ask people to check out my website, because I will have specials on the book for Christmas. Because as you said, it is a great book to share with others, because it personalizes each person's path to health, because one size does not fit all. So it's a great resource as a total wellness handbook.
I agree. It would make a great holiday gift. And I think you're doing a great job. You're busy. So how can people get in contact with you if they have a further question?
They can call my cell phone, 702.
Well, I don't know if you want to give out your cell phone number.
Well, I mean, it's It's public. It's on my website. They're free to call me 702-807-7349. I do ask that if you call to leave a message. I do not return missed calls because of telemarketers.
Sure.
So if you want me to get back with you, please leave a message.
Telemarketers, and in the last few months, it's been pollsters calling a lot.
Oh my goodness. I'm so glad that's over.
You wouldn't believe how many times I've heard people say that today. So that's a whole nother show, Glenn.
It's another show, yes. We'll talk Glenn, in 4 years.
Let's hope. I mean, let's hope we make it 4 years. But I think we'll be all right. This country survived a lot of things, and maybe this is a new voice and a new page we're turning here. So you got to have a good attitude about it. Glenn, thanks for coming on. We'll have this show up. We'll have a show page with your information on it, and I think you're doing great work. And you're doing a good job, kind of the show, especially kind of taking the mystery out of massage a little bit. And you know, people get them. I don't know if guys talk about them as much, maybe as they should, but they can do a body good. And I think you've proved that, and you're a valuable asset.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Sure. Hold on here as we wrap up here, but just want to let everybody know that the Modern Life Podcast Network has many shows which may be of interest to you. Of course, the flagship show, Waves of Tech, and then LinkedIn Lady, and a lot of other shows that are great and updated each week, and they make a great listen. So thanks for supporting the Modern Life Podcast Network, and thanks for supporting the Tech of Sports for over 4 years. So this has been the Tech of Sports Podcast, a Modern Life Podcast Network production.
The Modern Life Podcast Network focuses on technology, lifestyle, business, sports, and culture. Our modern lives can be hectic, demanding one day and relaxing the next. Our hosts discuss the issues facing our modern lives and provide the answers and ideas to make the journey through life and business a bit easier. Find your new favorite podcast at modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. Modern issues, modern discussions.